We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Steve Simon is Minnesota's Secretary of State and Minnesota's Chief Elections Administrator, by the way, with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Good morning, Mr. Secretary. How are you doing today?
Happy Election Day. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I always enjoy talking to you. I want to ask you what we need to know today about primary day here in Minnesota, because I know we have there's a multitude of legislative primaries today.
That's right. Depending on where you live, there could be some pretty spirited contests, including a big congressional primary and so forth. A lot of things going on today. For those of your listeners who are going in physically to vote at a polling place, they're going to see and feel things that are a little bit different this year. Namely, we're going to have supplies, PPE, that sort of thing for everyone. The election judges, the poll workers are going to be in masks. We're going to ask folks to mask up in the polling place, and we'll have extras on hand for those who don't show up without one. There's going to be hand sanitizer and pumps and wipes and all sorts of rules about cleaning the polling surfaces after every voter uses it, that sort of thing. So I just want folks to know we're going to make it as safe as we possibly can.
How much time did you spend with township, city, and county officials trying to organize all of that?
A ton. There's a lot of moving parts, as you can imagine. So, we had folks in our office, no kidding, that sampled and tried out 20 kinds of hand sanitizer to make sure that it wasn't too sticky, for example, because we didn't want it gumming up the voting machines if it got on the ballot. Little details like that. But the important thing is we're going to make it safe, as safe as possible. Of course, a lot of folks, a record number of folks, have voted by mail this year and are going to continue to do that, I think, for the general election. So it's a choice. You can either have voted by mail or voted absentee in person, or today go on into that polling place. And if folks don't know where to go or have a doubt about where their polling place is, the place to go is mnvotes.org. That's our website, mnvotes.org. Just punch in your address. It'll tell you right where to go.
You know, I think you and I may have touched on this a while back when COVID first hit, Steve, but are you getting enough volunteers for the positions involved in managing these local elections, or has COVID-19 made that more challenging for you?
That is a crucial issue. We are good to go today, and we're in constant touch with the counties and cities who hire and train and pay the election judges or poll workers. So today should be good. But November is another story, and we may have some challenges there. No big shocker. Our election judges, who do a phenomenal job, tend to skew a little bit older. And as a result, some of them are taking themselves out of the running. So we really need to replenish their ranks. And so we want to have the back of those folks who are recruiting those people. If people are interested in doing that job, in being a poll worker, keep in mind it's a paid gig. This is not a volunteer duty. You get paid even for the 2 hours of training. You can do it anywhere in Minnesota. You're not just restricted to your home area or your own city or county. And it's a great way to help out democracy. And we need about 30,000 people to step up and do that job. If you're interested, you can either go to mnvotes.org, that's our website, or better yet, call a city. It doesn't even have to be your city. Call a city, contact a city hall, and say, hey, I'm interested in at least learning about this and taking the training. Again, a paid opportunity.
What about results being available much later than normal?
Yeah, this election night is going to look and feel a little bit different. Like a lot of things in 2020, and this is very on brand for 2020, things are going to be different. And that is by design. I just want your listeners to know we're not going to have 100% of results tonight. That's because the legislature wisely this last session said, look, we're getting a ton of people who are going to want to vote by mail, and that takes a little time to get in. So they afforded the local governments who count the ballots 2 extra days. So we're not going to have everything until Thursday. That doesn't mean we won't know outcomes. I think we'll know the outcomes in the vast majority. We'll know mathematically who has won. But in terms of every last vote being compiled, we're just not going to know that until Thursday, two extra days. And I just want listeners to know that's by design. Don't blame your city or county. Nobody screwed up. Nobody fell down on the job. This is literally by design. So it's just going to take a little extra time. It's not something we're used to. But in 2020, there are a lot of things we're not used to. And we're just going to have to be a little patient.
Do you have numbers yet, Mr. Secretary, on what we can see for absentee ballots coming in? And what do you expect physically? How many people do you expect to show up? Have you estimated that yet?
Well, on the first point, in terms of absentee ballots, yeah, we've got hundreds of thousands. We've got about just about 400,000 that have already come in, which is more than the total vote in 2016 in the primary combined. So that number is big. In terms of overall turnout, primary turnout is so tough to forecast. And the reason it is because it really depends on the action on the ballot, so to speak, in a particular place. If there's a spirited contest in a particular place, people tend to turn out for primaries. If not, they tend not to. So it's a little tough to forecast overall, but I can say that it'll be above 2016 levels automatically because we already have that in an absentee ballot.
Hey, before you go, I was reading the editorial in the Star Trib this morning, and it talked about election security. And in this case, they're talking more about foreign countries getting involved. Again, and I always ask you this, but how secure is Minnesota voting here in 2020?
We have a lot of advantages in Minnesota. We really do. Now, no system is 100% perfect, but in terms of outside interference by a foreign government or anyone else, one thing that puts us ahead of the game is that we're a paper ballot state, right? I mean, your listeners know this by personal experience. We don't go in for this electronic voting and touchscreen voting and all the rest. We have good old-fashioned paper, which means if someone tries to interfere with an election result, you can touch and feel and see the ballots. You can go back and check. The real vulnerability isn't so much with the ballots in the polling place. The real vulnerability, at least in Minnesota and most states, is with the databases, with the online stuff. And there we are working really round the clock with federal intelligence authorities. We just had a briefing this last week with folks from Washington. We'll have another one in the next few weeks. And they've been great partners in making sure we can keep the system as safe as possible.
What's that website again for updates on how to vote in the primary today?
It's MNVotes, that's MNVotes.org. You can find out where to vote. You can find out other opportunities. And it's a place that you can order your absentee ballot to come to you for the November general election as well.
Mr. Secretary, I know we'll stay in touch. Thank you very much for your time today. We'll look forward to the results tonight and tomorrow.
Thanks for having me. Happy Election Day.
He is the Secretary of Minnesota State Secretary. That is Steve Simon on WCCO's Morning News. The latest on COVID-19 in our state with Dr. Hilden. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.